Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Okay, hi guys. It's the lady gang here. Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek.
Jack Vanek. Jack Vanek.
I feel like I don't really need to introduce ourselves anymore because, like, who in the world doesn't know who we are?
Because
we're so famous.
A-list bitches.
But for you people who have been living under a rock and this is your first time listening to the show, welcome to the lady gang.
Welcome.
I'm Becca Tobin, actress, blogger. Kelty Knight across from me.
Who is in a horrendous mood today.
She's...
Get ready.
Oh, no.
The jolly, inspirational Kelty you once knew is gone, and my soul is bleak.
Okay. So she also, in her spare time, works for entertainment news.
Yeah.
In case you didn't...
The entertainment news.
You might
Aside
not recognize
from being pissed
her.
Off.
Yeah. Because she's so pissed off today. Normally, she shits rainbows. To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer, CEO of Jack Vanek. And the fun fact this week is that Jack and Kelty both are on their periods, and they're having a rager this week.
I think we've used this fun fact.
No.
Once a month.
It used to be that you're on the same cycle.
Yeah, we've mentioned that we're on the same cycle, but, like, have we ever had it where we've actually been...
On
the Crimson River.
Oh, my God.
And Flo came to town. What else?
That's not good.
Well, my fun fact is that I don't actually get my period. Not because I'm old. But,
Or pregnant.
It's just because of my IUD.
What if you got pregnant, though? Doesn't that scare you?
Or just with my IUD? Because both
Becca.
Scares me.
So, Becca, I just want to just, like, briefly recap this, Becca.
I keep farting.
Okay. Can we smell it. It's
Becca's
disgusting.
Never been dumped, and she doesn't get her period. Honestly, Jack, why are we even friends with her?
Cause
she's awful.
Because
I'm 5'2", I look like a troll, and I can't get jobs, okay? God is fair.
God is fair.
You might be a man.
And I could be a man.
All right.
Okay, well,
that's fun.
It is time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Kelty, is your bad week just that you've had a bad week?
I feel like it is.
No, but I'm going to change the rules.
Have you already told us?
This is going to be called Bad Week. Nothing good.
You're
going to have two bad weeks.
Are changing the rules.
No.
How
okay, I'll just... Can I start? Because
yes.
I'm so fired up.
Go.
It's been a lot of... Things happen this week, but I'll tell you what really pissed me off.
What grinds your gears, Kelty?
What grinds my gears? So, my husband's out of town this week. Fine. Don't come rape me at my house. And I was sleeping in my bed, and everyone knows that I don't get enough sleep, and I really focus on my sleeping. And so, I got up at like 1:30 in the morning to pee. My dog is sleeping in my bed, and I'm like, I really have to pee. Okay, cool. I go in my ensuite. You know, like my bathroom is like attached to my bedroom, you know?
Yeah.
An ensuite.
You're so right.
And the door is locked from the inside out. How did I lock myself out of my own bathroom? And then I'm like, well, is there someone in there? Is someone broken into the bathroom?
Oh,
no,
God.
I've just locked myself out of my own bathroom. So then I'm thinking, well, it's 1:30 in the morning. Don't worry about it, Kelts. Go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. Call a locksmith. He'll come and do like the credit card jab down the side and get you in. And then I'm thinking, well, my car keys and all my medicine is in the bathroom because I do like a 5-second grab in the morning so I don't forget anything. So I actually do need to get in the bathroom before I go to work. So then now it's 2:00 in the morning, go down to my garage and get out 7 screwdrivers and start taking apart the door in the middle of the night. And you know what? I got in finally, but I'm not even considering that a success. It was crap that it happened in the first place.
That is crummy.
I'm pissed.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Inconvenienced to pee in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Well, first of all, being in your 30s, your bladder, what happened?
What did happen?
Wait, what happened to my bladder?
My bladder's already horrible. I pee like 4 times
a night. It's going to get worse. You know why I'm so tired and bitchy? Because I can't get a full night of sleep because my bladder keeps waking me up every 45 minutes. We have to pee. Well, I didn't drink anything in the middle of the night. I already emptied you once. Why can't you just stay empty?
I don't
Honestly,
know.
I'm thinking about a pull-up. I'm not going to lie.
Do
just
it.
Piss your pants, dude.
But, like, do you cut off your liquids at a certain point in the night? Or, like, in the day?
I do. I don't drink, like, 2 hours before bed, and I'm still peeing maybe 3 or 4 times a night.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do you flush the toilet when you pee?
No.
In the middle of the night, me neither.
No.
I save it all up for a morning flush.
Yeah, it's a waste of water.
Yeah. Anyway, so you want to hear my good week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not even that good. Here we go. Well, everyone, I've had cystic acne my whole life.
Oh, my God.
Since I was, like, pretty much 12.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true, and I'll tell you why it's true. People don't believe me, but my best friend Katie knows because there's a picture of us from high school, and, like, my whole cheek is a pizza. But here's what happens. Some people get the full pizza pustule face, like, all over. I get, like...
I don't like that word.
Pustule?
Yeah, no. Not at all.
I get, like, the 5 3-week zits at a time, or like 2 3-week zits that turn into giant bulbous. You can't peel them. You can't open them. You can't.
Are they like they're underground? Just,
they're underground.
I don't think that's cystic acne.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever.
If you get,
you know
like
what, Jack?
Two?
You know what, Jack? Perfect
cystic
face and perfect boobs.
Is,
you don't get an opinion on
it's
this.
True.
I don't
no,
have
I think
perfect
cystic
boobs.
Cystic is when it's like underground and you can't really like
get it.
Get it.
You can't open it.
Oh, I've had a
and they're
ton
painful.
Of those.
It's so painful. So I've had them forever. And then in my early 20s, I went on the pill to like clear up my skin. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed on the pill forever. And now that I went off the pill, I realized that I have yet not matured. I have actually still been 12-year-old pizza face. And all of this has come back. And I'm not saying I'm so vain, but I'm vain enough to not want to be 35 years old and have pizza face on national television every night. So I went to the doctor and I got on Accutane. And anyone who's in the Facebook group knows that I did this. I'm about like, I don't know, 7 weeks in or something. And I asked you all for advice of what to do. And honestly, it's the best thing ever in my life. It's a good week because I have not had a zit in 6 weeks. And it is a really nice feeling, even though you can't hear it in my voice, to wake up in the morning and not wonder, am I going to have a crater on my face that I'm going to have to cover up and then like be embarrassed in front of Liam Hemsworth today at 35. So I'm feeling mildly happy about that. It's like a mild good week, but honestly, I'm not even that happy.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Well,
where'd even go from
I'm
there?
I'm going to bring some positivity back.
Okay.
Okay. Not like me. I know. Okay, so here's my good week. There is an artist who has a new collection of paintings that are called Celebrity Cuntilingus. And it is pictures of every male celebrity you can think of going down on a vagina. Drake.
What?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Where's the like the point of view of these photos?
It's like
How do you
you're
know
the
it's
woman.
Their face?
It's like you're the woman. I'll pull this up for you. I'm obsessed. She's my new hero, this artist. And these, the names of the paintings are like, for Leo, it, like Leonardo DiCaprio, it's like, what's Gilbert Grape eating?
That's epic.
Here is the photo of Drake.
So it's just like nose up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like just the balls deep guys, in there. It's like the
we'll post
on
one.
The chin.
Yeah. We'll post
on the chin.
One. We'll post one and then it'll get deleted.
Drake, Justin Bieber, Ryan Gosling.
What's Justin Bieber's title?
It's something like Is It Too Late Now or something like that. And the artist's name is Alexandra Rubinstein, and I'm now obsessed with her. I want one of these.
I want one too.
They're so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There you go. Good. That's my good week. And my bad week is another airplane story.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm on the airplane and I have my dog, and my dog is an emotional support animal, meaning she doesn't have to be under the seat in front of me. She can be on my lap. And I've done this a million times. She's always, you know, whatever, flown with me. Zach and I are on the plane, and then this flight attendant comes over and she's like, not on the seat. Just like that. And I'm like, ma'am, what are you referring to? Not on the seat. Doesn't give me any explanations. And we're both looking at her like dumbfounded. Like, A, your job is also like to make people feel welcome on your airplane and to like, you know.
Customer's always right or whatever that is.
Customer service. So she's like, and I'm like, oh, you're referring to the dog. I'm like, she's an emotional support animal. Like, she's allowed to be on the seat or
was
whatever.
Was this like during takeoff or something?
No, just in the middle of the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she cannot be on the seat. She can't touch the seat. She has to be on your lap. And I was like, I do not know if that's a rule. I would love it if people out there could tell me this, if there's like an actual rule or if this woman was just in the worst mood of her life. But then Zach, I guess the silver lining in this is that like I'm actually marrying somebody who will literally defend my honor no matter what I'm doing. And he got, like, real nasty with her. But it was just bad. It was, like, shitty. Because it's – don't talk to people like that. And it's not like I'm doing it intentionally. I don't know the rules. And it was just – people are so shitty on airplanes.
What are the real rules, though?
I know.
Rule Kelty wants to know, did you look up the rules? What is the rule?
I looked up all the rules. I looked for anything specifically about the seat. I'm like – literally, the woman three seats in front of me is, like, changing her kid's diaper on the pull-out table.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm going to eat my awful Delta sandwich on that later. So, like, my dog, who's hypoallergenic, who's perfectly clean, can't sit on the seat. It was just, like, that was the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's annoying.
People are dicks.
They're dicks.
I hate flying.
Flight attendants are usually... Well, some are great.
Here's the thing. There's no medium.
There's no medium. They're great or they suck.
They're assholes or they're the sunshine of my life.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm.
It's giving me a Sunday.
It's true. But no, not this woman. Ugh, not whoever you are.
I hate her for you.
I hate her.
Hate everyone.
Jack.
Jack, tell me your bad week.
My bad week first, and should I end it on a good week?
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But end it on another bad week.
Okay.
Hey, what about... Wait, I gotta just bring something to your attention.
What?
Remember you posted something that somebody posted to you? It was like something super inspirational, like, laugh when you want to cry.
What?
I would never post a cheesy-ass inspirational
post. I'm telling
like
you,
that.
Kelty. I am telling you, we got tagged in something recently. Not recently, but it might have been yours. It might have been yours, and it's like...
Was it a Kelty Knight quote?
No, she pulled it off the internet, I'm sure. But or maybe it was
one of my Instagrams are original, Becca.
One of our listeners. I'm going to figure this out. And then I wrote in the comments, I was like, it lost me when it said laugh when you want to cry.
Yeah, I did post that.
Okay. Well, why don't you just laugh?
Things have changed in the
just
last
laugh.
2 weeks.
I don't understand.
I don't feel like laughing. I hate everyone.
You mean your mirror message is
oh my
not
God,
working?
My
mirror message is down a hole, can't get out.
Oh, jeez.
Guys,
this is
I can't
a whole
believe
new Kelty.
You're witnessing this.
I'm
very sorry if this is your first Lady Gang episode. Why don't you switch it off and go listen to something from last week?
I mean, usually we have Kelty to balance our pessimistic shit out, this is just
does
bad.
Anyone have any dark sunglasses I can wear?
Okay, Jack,
okay, I'm
go.
Doing my good week, bad week.
Okay.
Should I start with my good week and end it on a bad negative note?
No. Do your bad week and then your good week.
Okay.
You know, in the words of Kelty, I like to end it on a good note.
So, my bad week.
Whatever.
I've never started with a bad week. I always end on the bad week. My bad week is I have people rip off my brand, like, every single day. And yeah. I kind of just, like, brush it aside. I'm like, whatever. It's just part of the world that I live in. I can't really copyright my phrases or trademark them. So, I just, you know, it is what it is. The big guys will always steal from the little guys. But there was this brand that posted a coffee mug. And I'm going to call them out.
The one I sent you.
Because they're dicks. Highline Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they 100% have ripped off. They have a coffee mug that says, sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to come,
yes.
Which is a phrase that I've been using for like 2 years. I know I didn't come up with it, but I have been using it for like 2 years. I have a specific font that I use. I put my logo in the same place. This brand directly ripped it off. And they're using like all these meme accounts to promote it. So they're like paying Betches and all those like 3 million follower accounts to post it. I'm like, dude, screw you guys for completely ripping something off and then...
And also throwing money at it to advertise it more.
Exactly. So I got really pissed and I just kind of like was venting in our Lady Gang Facebook group. And I'm like, this sucks. There's nothing I can really do about it. And our Lady Gang army like went to freaking battle and was like, there was like hundreds of comments on this photo being like, you stole this from Jack Vanek. How dare you? Plagiarism, blah, 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 blah. And this company was deleting every single comment, blocking everybody. They blocked me.
Ooh, can I do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
It's Highline Coffee.
Okay.
This is the only thing that's made me feel better this week so far.
Yeah. Well, that was my bad week, but it kind of turned into... I have two kind of good weeks, because that was
breaking
kind of
the
good
rules
week.
Makes me sad.
You broke the rules, too.
No, I had a good week and a bad week.
That's
Even
true.
When I'm having a bad week, I still keep the rules, Jack. You know what? It's crap. It's so annoying, and it's like Zara, who I actually love, but like they will go steal pins from the people on Etsy, and it's just like, come on. That person's probably making...
What should I write?
They will block you in like a second.
Good. What should I say?
Stop blocking the people who call you out. You guys are copiers.
And it's like, obviously you're trying to hide something if you're blocking all these people. If you actually like didn't rip something off, you wouldn't have to defend yourself and like
say that,
delete
Becca.
Things.
If you didn't have to rip stuff off, you wouldn't have to delete all our comments. You if owe you Jack Vanek money.
Rip.
And give Kelty 20 bucks too for being her friend.
You wouldn't have to delete
and block comments.
And block all these comments.
Yes.
Cheaters at life. You're copycats. A bad week.
They're such dicks.
Copycats,
dude.
And then send the dick emoji.
Yeah, send the eggplant.
I said grapefruit.
All right. Okay. Well, Becca continues.
Anyway, so my good...
Oh, you have a good week.
I have a good week. So my good week is I got drunk with one of our Lady Gang members the other day.
No, you did not.
What? Yeah. So shout out to Elisa. So one of our Lady Gang listeners is from Alaska, and she came here last week. She's a photographer, and she was shooting a wedding. And she had written me, and she's like, hey, I don't know if you ever, like, need any pictures for anything, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, since I'm trying to be a blogger or whatever, but I have no time, I'm like, take some, you know, pictures of me in different outfits, whatever. And I don't know, we always kind of like assume that our Lady Gang listeners aren't as cool as they are.
No, we assume they're losers because why are they listening to us?
I know.
Like, why would anyone cool like us? And then they're cool.
I met her and I'm
they're
like,
cooler than we are.
Oh my God, you are amazing. I'm like, I want you to move here and be my best friend. She was so cool. We connected instantly. We shot all these photos and then I was
Did
like,
you guys hook up?
And then we hooked up. And I was like, oh, you just want to get a drink, whatever. And then we finished like 3 bottles of wine together.
That's dope.
It was so fun. She's so cute and amazing.
What's her name?
Elisa.
What's up, Elisa?
And she's a great photographer, too.
Elisa, noticed you didn't write me for new headshots. All right. Well, when we come back, it is the second annual meeting of Allegedly What's Happening. You guys loved our episode so much when we didn't bring anyone in, and we're feeling good about ourselves, so we're going to do it again.
We couldn't subject anyone to this negativity.
No.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
All right, we're back, and we have some things to talk about. Are you ready, girls?
I'm actually... Yeah. Really nervous about this because
you know nothing about pop culture.
I know nothing and I haven't seen what we're talking about yet.
Okay. I'm going to start with something very important. Black China and Rob Kardashian have decided that they will allegedly televise their baby being born.
Weren't they like not talking a week ago?
That so you do know disgusting. What you're talking about, Jack?
Yeah, I've watched that show. It's so freaking bad.
Yeah. Would you televise your baby being born?
How much money are they making?
Probably $1 million.
No.
Do you think they're making $1 million?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do it.
Oh. For $1 million?
My vagina?
Well, they don't see your vagina.
They're not going to do like a vagina
no,
shot.
I don't want them in there. No. No.
I feel like that's like the purest moment of the mother and the baby's life. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I'd probably draw the line at.
I would totally do it. half for fame. And the other half is that I will say like once you're on TV all the time, like... They put a camera at our wedding, and I was like, I will never put my wedding on TV. And then there was a camera there, and I was like, whatever. And that was on the show the next day, and I was like, whatever. I'm a little more famous, and I was happy. I don't care. I'll do anything for money.
You'll do anything for
money. Do you think they'll be together when the baby's born?
No, I don't know.
Maybe. They're both such losers.
But they, like, stopped talking. Like, they didn't talk half the time they're shooting that damn show.
It's weird.
It's really weird.
Okay. People are very, very, and I'm shocked, upset about the new holiday Starbucks cups.
Oh, what is it?
It's green with like a bizarro kind of weird doodle, but there's like, it's not Christmas. It's not, you know, it's like vague.
It's too vague.
It's vague as, and also I don't think that green is a holiday color. I think red and green are holiday colors, and I think red is a holiday color. Green on its own
what
is
about
same
blue?
But for Jewish people, red and
Hanukkah.
Green aren't holiday
That's what
colors.
I'm saying. Oh, so red is not blue. A Hanukkah color?
No.
I think
only
it's blue
and white.
So
yeah.
Have you been offended your whole life by the Starbucks cups that were red and green up
I
to this point?
I couldn't give a rat's ass. And the people that get so worked up about these things,
have way
they
too
need
their hands.
To find a hobby.
They
it
do.
Is unbelievable the shit that people get upset about.
And it's well, the thing with that stupid cup... It's like you're going to be offended about it one way and then you're going to be offended about it the other way. Like, everybody's offended all the time no matter what you do. Like, poor
it's
Starbucks
true.
Can't win.
I'm so sick of political correctness and appropriate behavior.
Honestly, why don't they just make the cup black like our souls and it can just be the coal cup?
Well,
but like, do you get
you're
coal when you're Jewish?
It?
No coal.
No coal.
Coal's from Santa.
Yeah. Yes.
Is Santa Christian?
Of course. The only people who know about Santa are Christian people.
Is Santa Catholic?
No, I think Christian. I don't know how that was.
But Santa is nothing to do with Jesus.
No.
But Jesus is the birth.
You say Jesus.
Jesus.
Very weirdly.
When did Santa get into the religion?
When everybody wanted to like make it a big thing.
It's the Hallmark. It's the to make money.
I think they're separate. I think religion is separate from Santa.
I don't think anybody ever said that Santa was Jesus in disguise.
But the only people that celebrate Christmas are Christian or non-religious people.
Right.
I mean,
can you be atheist and still believe in Santa? Can you not believe in God but believe in Santa?
I
don't think people that – I hope people that are smart enough to be decidedly atheist are not believing in Santa.
Okay, but we have to stop this conversation because we had two rules with the Lady Gang.
No religion.
No politics. No.
Okay, we're done.
So it's over. We hate the cups.
That was your problem for pulling that
It really was. My fault. Again, just add that to my list of bad week. Okay, Jasmine Tuks is one of the beautiful Victoria's Secret angels. She's like the beautiful tall black girl. She's amazing. She's, on that note, she's this year, she's wearing the fantasy bra at the Victoria's Secret fashion show in Paris. You know the fantasy bra is like
$3 million
and it's like real fancy. So they posted some new...
I have like a hole in my sweater right over my nipple.
Are you wearing a bra?
Well, I took my... I had an undershirt off that I took off because it was...
I just saw your nipple. Oh, that's hot. Anyway, back to the story. Speaking of nipples, so she's wearing the fantasy bra and they just posted some new promo pictures of her in it. Uh-huh. And she's like kind of kneeling on the bed or whatever, and she's got stretch marks all down her outer thigh, and people are going wild. Half the people are like, this is not how I want my Victoria's Secret angel, and the other half the people are like, rah rah, everyone has stretch
marks. Was it on purpose?
Nobody knows. Like, I mean, Victoria's Secret wasn't like, here's a picture and we added, like, we left in the stretch marks. But I think it's kind of cool, because when you're 900 feet tall, of course you have stretch marks.
Yeah.
And when you're human, of course you have stretch marks.
I don't have any stretch marks. Do you?
Yeah.
Where?
Where?
On my thighs.
From growing?
Because I gained like 40 pounds when I got puberty. So I have like stretch marks. And that's why I have cellulite, I think.
Do you have any stretch mark, Little? Mm-mm. You're too small to have a stretch.
I didn't stretch. So like I can't.
You just did. I mean, lots of people have stretch marks. Like some people, guys, when they work out, they get them on. I don't even think stretch marks to me are not like ugly. I just
She's
like
probably got them because she grew so much.
What do you think? Oh, yeah, really?
I just don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care. It's like I'm so over like remember that movement where everyone was like, no more Photoshopping magazine covers, and like people have never been more airbrushed than they are now.
That's true.
So it's like everyone's gonna just like bitch and moan about it, and like, you know, who is the Victoria's Secret fashion show for? Men. So of course they don't want to see stretch marks. Like I don't blame
them. But
who's
complaining?
They're supposed to be like fantasy women. No, do you think the women are complaining that the stretch marks are there? I feel like the women are probably like amazing. It's like gonna.
Do you think the men give a shit?
I don't think men care.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it's cool though.
I think it's just the people getting offended on the internet again.
Okay, so Kris Jenner is dressed up for Halloween as sexy Alice in Wonderland. There were a lot of Halloween costumes, but this is the only one I want to talk about. What age is too old to wear the sexy costume, and is there an age limit on being the sexy firefighter, the sexy Alice in Wonderland, the sexy Lady Gang member?
I want somebody to dress up as a sexy Jack Vanek when she was 16.
Oh my God.
In a kitten heel and just like a cut-off t-shirt with puff paint.
I mean...
How sexy was this costume?
I mean, her boobs were out. And I think, my personal opinion is, Kris Jenner can do whatever she wants.
I mean, fine.
If you flaunt it, got... I mean, if you...
If you flaunt it, you got it?
The other way around.
If you got it, you flaunt it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, I'd be pissed if my mom were a sexy anything for Christmas, but I think...
Christmas? Me too. It's so inappropriate. It's more of a Halloween thing, if you ask me.
Mom was a sexy...
For Halloween, my mom dressed up like a superhero for my nephew, and I still thought that was kind of strange.
But it's Kris Jenner. I mean...
I know, it's
what
true.
What do you expect?
It's true.
I think that's pretty... I mean, I'm not surprised.
I'm not a fan of the sexy Halloween costumes. Sometimes it's all you have to choose from, though. Like, when I was going shopping and looking around, I was like, there are no options for women to just be normal people. Like, you have to make your own costume.
Which I'd love
to do. If you don't want to be slutty.
It's either you're sexy or you're wearing a onesie.
It's
true. Oh my God, that's so true. I wore a onesie last year when I was a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Jenna Dewan's? Yes,
amazing. I hated it.
She wore like a unicorn.
She had amazing. And I was like, mine was so budget.
You were a best.
Honestly, when I was young, all I wanted to be was like sexy something for Halloween. And then I got old and I was like, ooh, all I want to do is like wear the biggest costume I can so I can eat as much candy as I want and not have to worry about sucking in my gut. That's all.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Do you guys know Amber Rose?
Unfortunately, yes.
I know who that
is. I think Amber Rose is rad, but she's reportedly dating Val Chermakowski or whatever from Dancing with the Stars. Strangest couple in history.
I thought he was in a relationship.
No. I thought Max. You're thinking of Max.
Oh.
Val's the younger brother.
That seems strange to me, like, because she's dated such famous people, and so...
If you're dating A-list, why go to the C-list?
Yeah, it's weird.
What's his name?
But I guess he's probably just very sexy. I mean, he's a dancer, so...
Have you ever had sex with a dancer?
Yes.
Jack, have you ever had sex with a dancer?
No.
They're really good in bed.
Yeah.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Is that whole thing true?
Yeah,
it's true.
A dancer is good in bed?
Yeah,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I suck at dancing.
Okay. So we have no comment?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, great.
This is why you need to tell me these things before so I can
surprise you.
I've known most things so far.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, Jack. Your pop culture's really improving.
You're really brushing up.
All right, you guys, guess what I did?
What?
I just got rid of my last bra that wasn't a Third Love bra.
I love that. Cleaning it up.
My entire closet is only Third Love bras. It should be the official Lady Gang bra because we love it so much.
It is the official Lady Gang bra.
I guess it is.
It's amazing.
I guess it is. And if you guys haven't tried the Third Love 24/7 bra, you guys need to get on to thirdlove.com/lady to start it. They're having a 30-day trial with their most popular bra. You can get it. All you do is pay $2.99 up front for shipping. You can wear it. You can wash it. You can try every single outfit with it that you want. If you don't like it, you can send it back and they only charge you for shipping, but I'm pretty sure you guys are going to love it. Their cups are made out of memory foam. It is so comfortable, and I usually hate bras. They mold to your shape, and they give you a perfect fit, and everybody thinks that I have fake boobs, so I think that is
so
pretty
good.
Great. So go to thirdlove.com/lady to start your free trial and only pay $2.99 for shipping.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
So they were experimenting with male birth control. I don't know if you heard this one. So they had male birth control and they had a whole bunch of people try it. And they had to stop testing it because in the trial, the men were experiencing horrible side effects. I just want to put this in perspective. The study says that over 50% of women experience side effects when they take birth control, and this only 6% of the men in this study.
And they stopped the study.
Yeah, because they were having acne,
depression,
pain, and panic attacks. Welcome to being a woman.
It's true.
Here's
what I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm scared.
Can I say what I'm going to say
first? I'm sorry.
You go first.
I will have to say that the past year of my life has been completely controlled by birth control and its side effects. And it freaking, it almost ruined my relationship of how freaking psycho that I went on birth control. I'm now on the IUD where I'm having debilitating cramps half of the month. Like, it feels like somebody is stabbing me in the uterus with a knife. And here I am being like, well, it's better than like going psycho and crying every second. And I've just accepted that as, you know, how life is going to be. So that pisses me off that they're just going to completely halt studies because of that, because men are being little freaking babies about it.
100%. I agree.
It's not fair. They don't understand like the pain that women go through just to try to not get pregnant.
I agree with them stopping the studies because I don't need men to now start acting like women. Like, absolutely not. Please don't turn our simple, happy men into miserable, moody bitches. Please.
I have to say, too, they have another birth control that it's almost, I think, like coming to whatever, FDA approval, whatever. That's that gel that you inject into the
penis
and it shreds the sperm coming out, that's non-hormonal and doesn't have like a single side effect.
But how often do you inject this?
Like, I think it lasts for a couple of years, and then they can reverse it immediately. They can literally take it out and you can get
Oh, a girl pregnant. It's like right a away. Filler.
I think they.
It's Botox like for your penis,
for your dick. I think they do it in India. I've researched this a ton.
Cause... Let's try it.
which one of our guys do we want to test it on? Okay. Prince Harry. Are you guys Royals fans? No. I love the Royals.
I love Prince Harry.
Okay.
I
like Prince Harry. Reportedly has a girlfriend.
Who?
Do you watch Suits?
Yeah.
I love Suits. Meghan Markle. She's like the brown hair guy who went to jail's girlfriend, fiance. She's a Canadian actress. She has a blog called The Tig. And she's very fashionable. And she's has beautiful hair. And reportedly, they are dating, people say.
He hasn't had a... No, he had a girlfriend for a while, didn't he? Some blonde girl?
Yeah, the Chelsea.
Chelsea, but she recently
enough
came
of the
out.
Shenanigans.
She recently came out and said it was too much, like, being in that much of
That's
a public
the thing.
Eye.
If you could date... Now, you love Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. Pretend Scott's not in the picture. Would you date Prince Harry knowing that, like, you were going to be in the cover of Daily Mail every day and people are going to pick you apart?
No. Not at, maybe when I was younger, I would have said yes.
My friend had sex with him and said he was boring.
What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, I don't know how he is in bed, but it seems like so much fun.
I will say this. The people who seem like they're good times out in public, not well, always a good time behind the doors. The
true.
People that seem
also,
very quiet and calm, true. What's up, Chris Knight, will give you a real fun time.
I also think, guys, I've heard something like that about a very famous celebrity that's like been
who?
Famous for...
Just
probably
Leo.
Who?
It's probably Leo. It's Leo.
Who? Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Damn it. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because I'm not going to say he told me. But I've heard that he is really bad in bed because he's been famous his entire
so
life.
Selfish. Yeah. He never had to learn. He never had a girl be like, not like that.
No, yeah. He's every girl's like, oh my God, Justin.
Well, and probably like the majority of the sexy time is like one night stands. So like what girl is going to critique a one night stand?
Also, do you think Justin Timberlake has sex to his own music?
I would. I know. I think Justin Bieber does.
Oh my God,
sure.
You guys.
What?
I didn't even tell you this.
You had sex with Justin Bieber to his own music?
I met Mariah Carey.
What?
Hold on.
Segway.
We are 40 minutes in, and you're just pulling this out?
I forgot to tell you.
Why wasn't that your good week?
How was Mimi?
Because it wasn't that exciting.
Where'd you meet her? This weekend?
At a restaurant. This weekend at a restaurant. And the reason that made me think of it is because she walked in the door of the restaurant and her music started playing.
What?
And
amazing.
We know the managers and the owners of the restaurant.
They said you have to?
No. It was on a playlist. And they were like panicked because super embarrassing. But I don't think it really
song?
Bothered her.
What song?
I don't know.
She her music is probably it. Always playing.
Yeah. They were like, there's some people like that. Like some places you go, they'll like turn on all your music. And some places you go, they'll purposely not. Like...
I just feel like she was probably like, yes,
she of
I'm
course
here.
Enjoyed it. She had her twins when they were born. She had people standing in the room applauding because she wanted the first sound that her babies to hear.
Allegedly
was the sound of applause.
That is
genius.
Not surprising.
Can I say what she looked like? She looked like a man dressed as Mariah Carey for Halloween.
Oof. I think Mariah Carey's amazing.
Did she have the glow lights on her?
No.
She didn't have a lighting guy?
I mean, no. She was at a restaurant.
God, Mariah, if you're listening, don't listen to Becca. Come on the Lady Gang. Like, I'm obsessed with you. I want
to
know all your secrets.
I am obsessed with her, but I swear to you, when I shook her hand, I thought...
You shook her hand?
Yeah, I met her.
Who?
Like, you really met her.
I met her.
Did you go up to her?
So, what did you say?
Do you know who I met her with? Your friend, Brett.
Who's
Brett? Doesn't he live near you?
Oh, the little publicist?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And
yes.
He was wearing white?
He was with her.
At the Halloween party.
No, this was on Saturday.
And so you were like, this
she
is Mariah
wasn't,
Carey.
I couldn't tell if she was A, even her, or someone dressed as her, or B, I couldn't tell if she was in costume or not, and I'm still not sure.
What was she wearing?
Giant, giant, giant Louboutins. Like the ones
that's not
the
a costume. She always wears those.
Platform.
Oh, my God.
A fishnet, I'm pretty sure.
No, she wears those all the time. It's not a costume.
Like a big fishnet, though.
Yeah, no, she wears them all the time. Okay. Many
then,
paparazzi photos of her in the fish.
And like, I want to say... A bike short over the fishnet.
What? Yeah, that's normal.
And what kind of a top?
Normal? And then what kind of jacket?
I think just like a tank or something. I was just so confused.
What was her hair? In a pony?
No,
up,
her hair
down,
was down.
Full weave.
Down, full weave. Blonde.
How was her coloring?
I feel like I
her
wouldn't recognize her.
Her skin is beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But she's definitely like still like...
She's holding on to the honey.
Mm-hmm. How old is she now? 40?
She's cute.
I don't know.
I think Mariah Carey's amazing.
So Maya, there you go, guys.
That's hilarious.
There
can't believe
we
left that. Okay, I have two
more.
Forgot
about that.
Okay, so we have good news for Jack Vanek after her horrible avocado toast story from last week.
Ooh.
The avocado emoji is coming.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to make a shirt that said avocado emoji, please.
Well,
and
get
I didn't
it out.
Make it, thank God. Yeah.
Well, it's a half slice emoji with a little seed in the middle. But here's the coolest
Whoever
part.
Whoever needs to use an avocado emoji?
I don't know. I just feel like it's.
But like, why?
I don't think I'd actually ever use it.
Yeah. What? In what?
Okay.
Know.
Well, listen though. I want to tell you who. I didn't know this, but the people who approve the emojis and like every year all the emoji ideas, it has a name. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's amazing. The Unicode Consortium.
Oh, that sounds
is who
like,
decides what emojis we get.
It sounds like it should be something
is
from like your 3000.
Is that their only job?
I don't know. But also,
how do I work there?
People are very upset at the Unicode Consortium because they revamped in the new update the peach emoji. And now it looks like a peach and not a bum. And it's very upsetting to people.
They probably changed it because it looked like a bum.
Then
probably.
Do
you want to know what I have a freaking problem with?
Oh.
That the gun turned into a neon green water gun.
Yep.
The Unicode
Consortium.
Do you
know how often I do the emoji?
Kelsey's trying to move on.
The emoji with my head and a gun to it. All the time. All the time. And now it's just me with a water gun to my head. Not the same effect. Not at all.
Okay.
Okay, last one. Did you guys watch Sex in the City?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, were you team Big or team Aiden?
Big. Aiden was so annoying.
Team Big.
Team Big. I was team Aiden, always. I still am. The guy that played Aiden, his name's John Corbett. Mm-hmm, you know that. Mm-hmm. Found out, I was scrolling the interwebs and I found an article, I think it was on like Refinery 29, and it was, you won't guess all the famous people and like their jobs before they're famous. John Corbett was a hairstylist. No reaction at all.
I mean,
I feel like you could have found a better
shocked.
Example.
I mean, no, the other people's like Beyonce grew up braiding hair in her mom's salon. Like, I get that. John Corbett. The actor.
Is it more shocking than Becca Tobin mobile airbrush tanner?
I know. I feel like...
Yes, it is.
No way.
He doesn't seem like the guy that's like, wash and fold your hair.
But he's also the guy that apparently, like, when he's shooting something, he'll, like, sleep and live out of his trailer. Like, he won't go home at the end of the night.
Why?
Because he's weird.
Is he method acting?
I think so.
Is he giving people like a wash and blow after hours?
He set up his mobile salon.
I don't know. But I'm not surprised.
Grip guy, number four. Come on over here. I got a razor in the... Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah, well...
I don't want to end on anything that's sad, so I have one more.
Okay.
Tamara Judge ended her friendship with Vicky on the season finale of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Don't tell me that! I watched it!
You watched it yet?
I watched it and Becca didn't.
Jack, do you have anything to say?
Shit. Was it at the reunion? No, just the finale.
No, just the finale. I have to say...
Oh, my God. Don't talk about it.
That I just started... Well, no, I'm not going to ruin anything. I just started watching the show, so I don't know how often they end their relationships with people.
Like, very often.
I was going to say...
This is, like, not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
They'll be back on good
terms. Don't they end it all the time?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But still, just...
I don't know, but I am loving it. You guys, I watched, like, a marathon of it yesterday.
You guys, why can't I get on that freaking show?
Because you're not a housewife.
I'm about to be.
You will be. How do we get you on that show?
How do I get on it?
Well, we got to get you on the OC
one. I'm not rich enough for Los
Angeles.
Should
we make an audition tape?
Oh.
I feel like we have to
know top 10 reasons why Becca Tobin should be a Real Housewife.
Wait, I have a question about this, again, because I'm a new listener. With that Megan girl,
A new viewer.
A new fan.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Her and her husband are from St. Louis, so...
No, he coaches in St. Louis, but they live in L.A.
But did they move to L.A. to be on the show?
No.
Oh.
Also,
how did she get on the show?
I don't know, but she and I are around the same age, and I just feel
kinda
like... Not really, but...
If you're a Housewife fan like these two idiots, you can listen to our episode with Dina Manzo from Real Housewives because she was on it and she
was
really
so
funny.
Great.
She was amazing.
Since I'm in such a bad mood, you should really take my advice today. And the two girls who think The Housewives is the best television show that's ever existed will also be helping you figure out your life. Can't wait.
The Bachelor is.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, well, Becca's freezing.
It's really cold in the studio today.
I feel how we stay young. Oh, it's like crypto freezer.
Whatever those things are.
Chirotherapy? I don't know what it is. I hate everyone.
I want to try that.
Jack.
Okay, before we start, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and go buy the original of things and don't buy some Highline
coffee. Hey, let's
see
if they deleted my thing yet.
They probably did.
Oh, my God. I can't
wait. And then I'll do it.
What if they were about to offer me money to, like, do an advertisement for
hold
them?
Hold on.
That's how much I love you, Jack.
Would you say yes? If they offered you $10,000 to hold up the mug that was the ripoff of Jack Vanek, would you do it?
Sorry, Jack.
You'd have to give me some
My comment is still there.
They probably haven't checked it yet.
I love it.
No, I would give you a percentage of my earnings.
I'd let you do that too then. Yeah, I mean, you'd do it anyways.
Yeah,
so I'd take the money. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just support me.
Support me, supporting you.
Days.
Support me, not supporting
you. All I have these days is Instagram ads. Sponsored.
Okay. Are we ready for Ask the Lady Gang?
On that note,
let's give some advice.
Becca's going to give some advice.
Of how to
live your life.
Have zero character and lose all your friends.
And post ads for teeth whitener.
Never done that.
Okay. Our first question comes from Danny. Danny, you wrote a really long question, and I tried to edit it down a little bit. She says,
we're on a roll.
I've been married to my husband for 5 years and I love him. That's good. Before I married him, I wore huge heels every day of my life and I never even owned a pair of flats. So then I met and married an amazing guy, but he's shorter than me. It doesn't bother me, but I got rid of all of my heels. When I do wear heels, I feel awkward. Every year without fail, when holiday parties come around, what do I wear with all of my pretty dresses? I just feel frumpy wearing flats with dresses. Heels always make your legs look better and look amazing in dresses. Can you give me some style advice? Hashtag say no to kitten heels.
Danny, I have to tell you something, first of all. I like your hashtag.
I do too.
Second of all, would you wear heels if your husband were in an accident and was put into a wheelchair?
Oh my God.
No, this is a serious question.
Like, she should. She should wear whatever she wants.
You should wear what you want. And, like, don't let other people being shallow, like my friend Jack here, who doesn't date anybody under 6'8", don't let that hurt you. Because it's like, you know what? Love is love. People are people. Mm-hmm. Me being a short person who gets discriminated against a lot, namely by Victoria's Secret fashion show. But I just feel like we get
Becca's
so
life is hard.
Wrapped up in, like, stupid shit. Like, if your husband is shorter. Because he's probably, like, an incredible husband. You've been married 5 years and you still love him. That's impressive. And I just think, like, wear your heels.
Yeah. Flats are sad.
They don't.
For a party situation.
Yeah. Just
you're
rock
cute.
Them.
Here's the thing. You don't have to wear a 4-inch with a strong platform. Like,
no.
Get a cute Stuart Weitzman that has,
three
like,
inch.
A thin, mm-hmm. a 2 or 3 inch heel. Don't wear a kitten heel. Of course, you're not going to because you don't like them. But,
no.
Like, wear a single soled flatter heel and just rock it. And honestly, that 2 inches is not changing your life. Like, don't wear the heels and a high pony, you know, and it'll make the difference.
And I have to say, with shorter guys, I feel like if they're confident in themselves, they like are they think
care.
It's so sexy with like a tall woman being really confident in herself.
Like, who says women have to be shorter than men these days? I mean, we're like basically doing everything that they did. We all want to be treated like men. Now you have to be taller than them sometimes.
And also, I will say this, speaking of the Victoria's Secret, you know, I know some of those Victoria's Secret angels and they're all like 6 feet tall
and they're
all date guys that are 5'6".
Alex DeLeon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex is like 5'8" and Josephine's like 6 feet tall and she's way taller than them and she wears huge platforms. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's true.
Be the hot one in the room.
Work it, Danny.
Just don't wear a kitten heel. Remember someone?
She knows.
Someone in the Facebook group was trying to like convince us to change our mind about the kitten heel and I was like,
it's not going
to
happen.
No.
They were trying to like really sell the kitten heel to people and literally
everyone
was like no.
Love you, Facebook.
Danny,
group.
Just own it.
She knows.
Girl.
You already know the answer when you ask the question.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Our next question comes from Daniela. She says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for just over a year now. I am really happy when we're together. The only problem is he is a huge cheapskate. Is that the cheapskate?
He's cheap.
Yeah. What do you think it was?
Well, I don't know what
Please tell me.
I didn't know what the saying
I love
was.
These moments.
I'm like, cheapskate? Like a skate.
Like cheapskate.
Cheapskate.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, it's weird. Anyways.
Becca's going to Google it while we continue.
He never is willing to spend an extra dollar for the sake of convenience, and he will always make us take the cheapest route in any situation, even when it includes our suffering. I'm scared that if we get married, it would end up in divorce because we'd fight so much over spending. Is it terrible to dump somebody because of our lifestyles are so different?
Yes. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out, get Daniela. Out. Get out.
That's like the biggest red flag in the entire world.
Get out.
But here's the thing. I just want to say no, because before everyone comes back and they're like, you guys are assholes, I want to say this. When you first start dating someone, all the things that you love about them, oh, they make me feel this way, they're a great kisser, the sex is great, they're hot, like whatever, all those things really matter to you. And as you get further and further into your relationship and like going on year four of marriage, I'm not an expert, but I will say your outlook on life is the thing that really does connect your life. And so like Chris and I get along because we both spend money on the same things. Like we will take our extra saved money and go get massages because both of us are stressed out and we love to get a massage. We will save up our money all year and then go crazy on vacation and treat ourselves to like this once in a lifetime trip. But then like we, you know, will walk our dog and not do this and like not put the AC on so that our gas bills less. Like, you know, you have to have like the same goals, and I can just foresee your life in 10 years and you're like, we're on vacation and we want to have the margarita at the Sandals Resort, but it's $16 and like you're not allowed and you have to like lug your own drink in, and it's just like, that's not the life for you.
And I think it comes down to like, it's not even, that's not even a shallow thing that for her to feel. I think it's just the way that they value money. And she obviously wants to like treat herself decently and not always have to, you know, take the cheapest way and like make her, you know, time suffer because of that. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with the way that she feels. And that's where your like values are disaligned, and that'll just keep going
like if you're haywire. Not, if you're not in college and he's making you take that like pick up to the airport van where you have to like, it takes
the
six
shuttle,
hours
super shuttle.
The super shuttle, and it's like 20, the cab is $40 and the
but
super shuttle is 20
in the morning.
You have to leave like 7 hours before so you can pick up 12 people on the way to the airport. This is not the life for you. Like, just spend the extra $10 and get the cab.
Also, you're gonna find that you'll do what I do. Any like, Zach is not cheap at all, but he's definitely like smarter than me when it comes to like, I don't believe in budgets and I think money just does grow on trees. So like, I'm an extreme version. However, when Zach will say to me like, this is the budget, especially like wedding planning, when he's like, this is the budget, like this is the budget, and sometimes I feel like maybe it doesn't need to be the budget, and then you end up doing things like putting things on another credit card
secret
that he doesn't see. And then it's just a lifetime of lying, which so, I don't plan on doing anymore.
I think
Danielle, do you
want
to end up like Becca?
Don't
your
do
secret
it.
Manicures.
Don't do it. And he's really, really not cheap, so I can't even imagine.
This is, and this guy's not even like putting a, it's, he's not even budgeting. I think he's just being like,
cheap people, you guys.
Cheap. He is the kind of guy that doesn't tip.
Cheap people. There's nothing worse.
When you have a group dinner and they're like, I had this salad, it's $12.61. I'm like, just put the 20 in.
Unless you're sober and everybody's
and
drinking.
And you're not paying for
alcohol. You're allowed to then say, I'm going to pay for my meal. But like, you got, I can't even.
Okay,
we have to
really
do a whole
on a
podcast
tangent
on cheap people.
Yeah.
What's next, Jack?
Okay.
We're going in today.
I like this episode. Our last question is from Kelly. And I like this question. She says, I love a nice glass or two of wine daily. My sister continues to tell me that drinking daily, even just a glass, is risky and bad. I love a glass of wine while making and eating dinner. My husband of 5 years loves wine too. I felt great about my life until my sister told me that I drink too much. How much is normal drinking? And am I the only one who loves a couple glasses of wine while cooking, eating, and relaxing? Should I go into this?
Yes, sure.
I mean, she should read the study that I live my life by,
that's for weight loss, not
drinking
healthy
a glass,
living.
No, but drinking a glass of, if she's drinking a glass of red wine.
Or two.
One
for
two
small
glasses.
Women, sometimes two glasses of wine is too much for your organs. That is true. If you're like a petite woman and two glasses of wine is like the equivalent of like seven for a man. You know what I mean?
Here's my question. I don't remember who I had this conversation with, but do you think it's worse to drink a glass of wine every day for a week or to binge drink on the weekend 10 drinks in one night?
I think one drink a day is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not a doctor, Kelty. Just a Kelty.
I feel like I'm a doctor and I think it's better. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of life decisions that people can be judging each other on.
Yeah. You're like, not like smoking cigs and like doing coke and like, you know what? If your one vice is like one to two glasses of wine a night, like live your life.
Are you like slurring though and being like, I left the stove on after your two glasses? Like, is your behavior regular or are you drunk?
I don't think so. I mean, she like, seems pretty put together in how she's writing this. And you're an adult. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I mean, the reality of it is it's probably not like the best thing if it's two a night.
I drink two glasses of wine a night for sure.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But there's so many worse things you could be doing. You could be eating terribly. You could be smoking. You could be like...
You have to pick your
not sleeping enough. Like, everybody is going to have something. And if you like to have a few glasses of wine, it's better than...
Something's going to kill all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think, like, fine, if your sister's going to, like, intervene once, fine. If you do end up in, like, a room of 10 people intervening, then we need to have, like, a new discussion.
Yeah, it's true.
Just, like, one jealous sister... Mm.
I don't know. Feeling
it. Sister sounds like a bitch.
Well, on that note, I think, honestly, this was our best episode.
I do, too. I like
I
it.
I do, too.
I really think we gave some truth tea.
Do you know what we forgot to talk about, though?
What?
The thing I'm actually excited about and the thing that actually brings a smile to my awful Grinch face.
What?
Tell me about it.
The Lady Gang box.
I know. We're 2 weeks away from it going on sale.
And it's amazing.
Wait, we smelled the candle today.
And I'm wearing the choker.
No, it's good. Okay. We're going to... So we're slowly letting you know what's in the lady box. So if you were at PopFest, we let you know. We have an amazing choker, and it's coming to everyone so we can all be matching. It's delicious. And then Jack has arranged for us to have our own customized Lady Gang scented candle box.
There's a lot.
It's going to be a champagne...
A champagne brunch candle.
Yes. I can't speak.
Anyway, there's more items being delivered soon. So please, please, please follow us on social media at The Lady Gang, because there's only 500 boxes and there's like hundreds of thousands of you. So you have to be in line to get one of the first 500 boxes because they'll sell out and we're never making them again.
I also have to say, join our Lady Gang Facebook group, because I think we'll probably be posting in there before we actually release them.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me on Instagram, at Kelty Knight. Follow these two nasties, too, if you want, at Jack Vanek, at It's Becca Tobin.
Just stop mentioning our handles. Yeah. Let's see if you get more followers.
Let's just change the podcast to be at Kelty Knight.
Yeah. Let's do that. I hate everyone. We'll see you
next Tuesday.
No, that was horrible. We have to do it again. But let's leave the crappy one in so everyone knows that sometimes we're not
good. You guys.
I hate everyone.
I love you guys.
Wait, what?
See you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.